Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Ben Johnson has said since training camp they're going to be playing their best ball at the end of the year. If, you know, they got Jalen Johnson back, best cornerback, they're getting Tremaine Edmonds back this week against Green Bay. Like, if the defense gets better and this is the version of Caleb they get going forward, they're a very dangerous football team.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like a Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. That's right. He's about to join us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Layla is off today. Clay Harbor is in for us. You should check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on FS1. You know him from such places as the Spiegel and Parkins Show and the Parkins and Spiegel Show. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Oh, Danny boy, what's going on, man?
Good to see you. Grody on a Wednesday, but also a Clay Harbor situation. How many radio hosts does it take to screw in a midday show light bulb?
Well, as a texter said, Danny, I am a speck of salt in a jar of pepper.
Danny, I have a question for you.
Cream filling and the Marshall and Harbor Oreo cookie.
No, he was sitting literally between us earlier, and that was what we said. That was the thing. I have a very important question.
Well, now we're the black and white cookie.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody loves the black and white cookie.
Look to the cookie, Elaine. Look to the cookie.
Look to the cookie.
Speaking of just trying to figure things out and add a little flavor to the show, are you familiar with the term get your get back?
Get your get back.
Are you familiar with the term? Or the term, the phrase, get your lick back.
Or get your freak on.
Not the last one that Grody said. Are you familiar with either of those two phrases?
Like the Bears would have an opportunity to, you know, like get even, get back at the Packers. So, that sort of like kind of like revenge, basically, is what you're saying?
Your ability to just parse through the words, impressive, something you're... former coworker Mark Grody could not do on this day.
Well, nor could Clay Harbor, and we still think it's possible that Marshall made up that phrase.
Yeah. Anyway, this
context
is
context clues. I understand what you're saying. Yes, revenge. You get to play this team again, et cetera. Is that what we were driving at?
Yes, that's all it was.
But Danny, Grody, have you ever heard it? No. Hold on a second, Danny. Had you heard the phrase prior to that, or ever uttered the words?
He said two different phrases. Yes,
it's like a colloquial thing. You know, some people say Coke, some people say pop, soda, all those things.
I've heard a version of it.
He's lying. I think he's lying just to pander to you right now.
No, version is revenge.
No,
version is revenge.
Where are we at right now, Danny, with this team? Where I feel like you and I have been aligned throughout the course of the season. I just want to make sure we're still on the same page as far as how things are going and where things can go with the Chicago Bears.
I mean, things are going very well. things are going remarkably well. The season is an A+. It's been a huge success, and you know, I think they can win a Super Bowl. Like, are they the favorites? No, but I think they can. I think it is a wide open season. And listen, Ben Johnson said they're going to play their best football at the end of the year. That was arguably Caleb Williams' best game of his career against Cleveland. He has had better statistical games, but when you factor in a few of the drops, the caliber of the opponent when it comes to their pass defense, and how freaking cold it was out there, he was wildly impressive. So if the defense gets healthy at the right time and Caleb peaks at the right time, and obviously those are two big ifs, but they are both trending in that direction, this is a very dangerous team. And it's a year where I can poke holes in all of the teams that you would say are definitively better, and we can do that exercise if you want. But yeah, like I saying a team can win the Super Bowl is not that high a praise this year in the NFL, because I think a lot of teams can win the Super Bowl this year.
Danny, how big of a loss is Micah Parsons to this Packers team?
I mean, massive. He's one of the three best defensive players in the NFL. By pressure rate, he's actually having his best season ever. So if you just think about, like, Micah Parsons is on pace based on sacks for the first 5 years of his career, you know, like a Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor type grouping. In terms of pressuring the quarterback, he's having the best pressure season ever. The Packers blitz a lot more when he's off the field. You guys know, I mean, the name of the game on defense is can you disrupt the quarterback without bringing extra pass rushers? When Micah's off the field, they have to try to replace his pressure rate by blitzing more, which leaves fewer guys in coverage. So it's a massive loss. But like, just like any, I mean, he's a top 10 player in football, you know? So like, any team would be devastated to lose a player of his caliber.
Danny, this is the most important question here, and that is, how are ye handling one of your teammates over there at FS1? His name is Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard, who said that Shedeur Sanders would outplay Caleb Williams, and yeah, he has created quite a lot of hot takery around here and a lot of anger. How are you handling him?
I mean, Brew's the best.
Oh, Brew. Brew. We got a Brew. He's Brew. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yes, Brew is my colleague.
Yes.
And becoming friend.
Uh-huh. And you could yell at friends, too, you know. It's okay.
I did. Did you see the show?
I saw it, Danny. Don't worry.
I did. Did I not defend Caleb's honor enough?
On the front and back end.
That's the thing. I saw a little bit of the clips of like people like kind of dunking on Brew or Chris, if you'd prefer. I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of that after Caleb's game. I didn't see nearly as much of it before. I'm sure it was there and I just missed it. But listen, Caleb was completing less than 60% of his passes, and he was going up against the top five pass defense in the NFL, facing a guy who had just had the best game of his career and the best game that any quarterback had had against the Titans this year. So it was what I took umbrage with was Shedeur Sanders will outplay Caleb Williams. I could outplay Caleb Williams, or I think will, I didn't have any issue with. But when he said will, I was like, oh, there's a dinner opportunity here. And a week from Tuesday, five of us are going out to a steakhouse on Brew.
Oh.
And I will be running up the tab. So
that's the back end.
I feel like I absolutely have held up my end of the bargain on that one.
All right, Danny, tell me how the Bears win this game, and more importantly, how would they lose this game against the Packers?
Listen, I mean, these teams are even. They played the first game even. I think it was both teams had, I don't remember the exact number, but both teams had like less than 350 total yards. One team had 21 first downs. The other team had 17. Both teams had one turnover. Both teams had one sack. Like, it came down to the final possession in the fourth quarter. That was an even match. Like, if it was boxing, it would have gone 12 rounds and a decision, and it would have been a split decision among three judges. Like, it was a very evenly played football game, and I expect this one to be the same. Obviously, Green Bay, you know, luck is a huge thing here, and Green Bay has suffered serious injuries since. I'm still waiting, and if it's happened so far today, I apologize if I've missed it. Zach Tom is the Packers' best offensive lineman.
Yes.
You know, I haven't seen a ruling on him yet for this week and how serious it is going forward. I assume he's out for this game, but I haven't seen that officially. So if I missed that, I apologize. But like, losing your best defensive player and your best offensive lineman in one game is a massive That's terrible, right? It would be like if the Bears lost Darnell Wright and Jalen Johnson in the same game. We'd be like, wow, that's a huge loss to the Bears. And it's that, but even a little bit more so for the Packers because Micah, like I said, is such an elite player. So, you know, I think slight edge to the Bears, given that it's at home, given revenge, given their run game, given what I just saw Caleb do. And it pains me to say this, though, as I talk out of both sides of my mouth, I think Jordan Love's playing great football. You know, he had two interceptions against the Broncos. The one to Watson was maybe a hair underthrown, but it was an incredible play by Patrick Surtain, who's maybe the best cornerback in the NFL. And then the other one was a hair behind his receiver, but it went off his hands. Bad luck, deflected, tipped interception. I thought Love was great against the Bears. I thought he was brilliant against the Lions on Thanksgiving. So, you know, Jordan Love's playing great. Jacobs has looked better recently for Green Bay. So I expect this to be a very evenly played football game that comes down to the fourth quarter and one or two plays, one or two calls, you know, one or two lucky breaks is going to be the thing that makes the difference.
Just to update you in the last hour, Danny, the DMPs for the Packers today, Josh Jacobs with that knee, Evan Williams did not practice. Zach Tom did not practice. Josh Wiley did not practice. And Jaden Reed took a personal day. He didn't practice, but it wasn't because of injury. Just update you.
I mean, So Jacobs, that's probably a veteran thing. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know each and every one of those intricacies. But Jacobs certainly looked good last week, and he's looked good the last couple of weeks. So I think Jacobs is running really well right now. And like I said, Tom, I expect, you know, he hasn't been placed on IR yet, so I guess that's good for Packers fans, but I expect him to be out, and I think that's a massive, massive development.
No doubt.
I love going back to your question though, Grody.
Yeah.
I love that now I'm on the other end of the like local, like the national media as like a monolith.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love that because really it's a great sports radio topic and it upsets people, but obviously like the national media is the same ridiculousness as like you've done radio hits, right? Where you get booked into like another market and they'll be like, how do Bears fans feel about Caleb Williams? And it's like, well, Bears fans, some of them like him. Some of them think he's overrated. Some of them think he's underrated. Like it's not like one sort of catch all for all things. So I like that I'm now on the other side of the equation.
You, Danny, you're like our representative in Washington, D.C.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know what I mean? You're you're a state representative. Right. You represent us, and you need to do the right thing. So I'm proud that you've done that. So let me bring up another thing in that regard, because this also went national. Did you hear Shady McCoy's video and then Caleb's subsequent response, his latest video?
I saw that Caleb reposted it, and yeah, I remember Shady said something that
check me out, Danny. I've got the I have the audio for you.
Let me hear.
Here it is. Go ahead, Tyler.
When I watch him and I watch the offense of concept they get, or the passing concept they give him, it's super simple.
Yep.
Right. So it makes me believe. Okay, can he really read that well? And then when I watch him in college, I said the same thing when he was a great player in college. Yep. Now to get to the pros, and I'm still questioning. Yo, how smart is he? As far as reading the coverages, because when I watch him play, he only plays from a talent standpoint.
Speakeasy podcast there with the former running back in Philadelphia, Shady McCoy. Danny Parkins, what did you think? And Lawrence is pretty pissed right now in the hallway, so you better be even more pissed off, Parko.
Oh, I mean,
he was just very animated out. He was listening to that while I was playing it.
He
was losing his mind in the hallway. So I just wanted that the play by play to be real.
I've been on the other end of those. You don't want to upset people in the hallways.
No. Yeah, you were a terror to our hallways, Danny.
You know what? That's revisionist history.
You're right. The first year. The first year, let's admit it, Danny, in the first year, I loved you, but I don't think you were the most popular person in the hallways here the first year.
Whose fault was that, though?
I don't know.
Was that my fault or the, hallways' fault?
Well, I don't know. Like, who controls the hallway? Who's in charge of Terry Bohr's way? I don't know.
It wasn't even named that officially yet. I remember before I ever did a show at the Score, Mitch told me, he's like, it's a tough clubhouse to break into. So that honestly feels like there was like known problems before I got there.
We didn't want to like you. That's what it was, Parkins. You were an outsider. Even though you're from Chicago.
Danny Parkins, Chicago guy. No, listen, I definitely don't think it's in anyone's best interest to revisit the specifics of why there was some consternation around my hire and then the first year or so.
You pissed off Les's audience first, by the way.
But I'm happy to. I don't think it benefits anyone to, but I'm happy to if you want. What was your question, Shane?
Oh, yeah. What did you think about the audio I just played?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I get why Caleb has fun reposting it. Like, he's talked about how he, like, hears it, but, like, he kind of goes in one ear, out the other. Like, he uses it as fuel and motivation, and then he'll put it out there. But I just – how many podcasts are there? How many TV shows are there?
Some would argue too many. Some would argue not enough.
Yeah, of course. And I don't know who would argue not enough. Like, how many radio shows are there? I just think we can do this on everything. Like we can story X. Let's find the most outlandish, absurd, whether intentional or not. Like, I don't think that Shady McCoy woke up in the morning and was like, I'm going to say something offensive and viral for Caleb Williams. I don't think that. Maybe he did. I don't really know him. I've met him twice. But, like, so this isn't like a defense of him or not, but just like sometimes the most outlandish thing, there is currency in it, but that doesn't mean that we have to validate it or care about it or respond to it. Like, the former running back of the Philadelphia Eagles had negative things to say about the current quarterback of the Chicago Bears on his YouTube show. So what? Who cares? Like, who cares? Not rhetorical. Like, honestly, like, is anyone actually upset? Who cares?
Oh, no. What do you mean, is anybody actually upset? Have you done sports talk radio before, Danny?
But what I'm saying, but only if you need to. Only, like, it's absolutely fine to be like, that is a story on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it doesn't actually impact who wins or loses the Bears-Packers game, does it?
Well, that's true for all of us and everything that we all do. I mean, but it's still...
No, I know. But so what I'm saying is like, but if there is, so if there is like a thoughtful thing out there that makes you think, or like, oh, I hadn't considered that, or oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but isn't it our... honestly, I hear what you're saying, man, but isn't it our job, like those of us in the local know, to trounce out that stuff? Because it does make it, it does make the rounds. And this does, like, we're not the only radio station that is playing this right now.
And also, the Twitter era, and you know this, the disinformation, misinformation, and just the loudest voices, even if they are the most shocking voices, that's what gets all the traction. And there are many, many lemmings out there, or people who just don't have critical thinking skills, who will lap this up and repeat it and think that it's truth, and that's how it spreads.
I guess my point is that debunking that does not necessitate me getting mad at it.
Oh, okay. I get what Danny's saying. It's like what Marcus Aurelius said in Meditations. It's not things that upset us. It's our opinions about things. You're deciding to be upset, Marshall Harris. And I want to get Danny's opinion on something we talked about earlier.
We talked about
who's the MVP of the Chicago Bears. Yeah, this is a quick one. I want to see Danny's take on this. Who is your MVP of the Chicago Bears this season, Danny Parkins?
Ben Johnson.
It's got to be a player, because that was Marshall's answer. And it's a good answer.
I told you we're aligned, Danny. I told you we're very much aligned.
That's a great answer, Danny, and he is the most important part of this organization, but a player, if you will, please.
a player.
Yeah, most important, the MVP of the Chicago Bears in the year 2025.
I didn't think it was tough.
And we all had different answers as players, so it's not easy.
Joe Tooney?
Yeah, that was Marshall's.
Did I say we were aligned or did I say we were aligned?
Oh, Jesus, I got to change my
Ben Johnson to Joe Tooney. Wow.
But it makes sense, because tell them why, Joe Tooney. We were up against it, but just tell them real quick why Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney bringing Patriots and Chiefs pedigree, their offensive line transformation, cohesion, running game, all of those things, like blending it. It's a lot of new pieces.
One brain.
It's a lot of new pieces fitting in at once, so it's like likely reasonable to assume that the most veteran guy who's seen the most things is the biggest reason why they gelled together so quickly. I think what I always say about Marshall Harris is that, you know, great minds think alike, you know?
Danny, you're spot on, you're right, and we really appreciate you stopping by every week to talk to us.
Yeah, listen, I love hanging out with you. All I'm saying is it's fine to debunk it, just don't get mad at it. Because if you get mad at the outlier opinion every week, you're going to drive yourself insane. And using the argument of like, well, it's made its way onto Twitter, I'm like, okay. The algorithm is designed to make us mad at each other.
I agree with you on that. Twitter is not the real world, and there are way less people on Twitter than people understand who are not on Twitter. Like,
the media is on Twitter. The media is on
exactly
Twitter.
Truth. Danny, I will leave you with this: a text from the 847. I will, and there's lots of reaction coming in. Danny, they love you. I will always think of Parkins as the guy wanting to trade his dog.
Dude, I would listen. Okay, fine. Like, I get guilty. I traded him for the wrong quarterback.
Deshaun Watson, ladies and gentlemen.
I traded him for the wrong quarterback. But, like, how many people would have traded their dog for Caleb Williams?
we'll throw that out there, Danny. That's coming up next.
What? Dude, good topic.
Yeah, it is a good topic.
It's a good topic. But right now, before this upcoming playoff run, like, would you trade your dog for Myles Garrett? Like, it's not a terrible take.
Hell no.
Ask Kevin Fishbane. Ask Fishbane if he would trade his dog.
We will ask Fishy play. Business that coming up. I like that you know what's coming up next on the score, Danny. You do pay attention.
He just logged into the Zoom. I got it.
See you, Parko. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Danny.
That is the one and only Danny Parkins of FS1, formerly of the afternoon show and midday show here at the Score.
That Danny is a smart guy.
I love Parkins. Coming up next, though, let's go to Hallis Hall for much more important stuff with Kevin Fishbane, because maybe we could start to figure out who the healthy guys are and the unhealthy guys. It's next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.